Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, happy anniversary, JP.
Oh, you recognize 9 years on LinkedIn yesterday for myself with employment.
Oh, no, no, that's not the one.
Oh, not it. No.
Although, can we address that real quick?
Yeah.
When LinkedIn goes, he's completed 9 years, that does make me think, did somebody get fired? Every time I see it,
oh, really?
I'm like, yeah, why are we, completed. That there's a finality to the word completed that I think throws me off. Instead of just being like, hey, it's his nine-year workiversary, which feels like it would be a little bit more celebratory. Completed feels like, he just got you-know-what canned. But hey, 9 years, right?
Should we celebrate workiversaries a little bit more? I mean, it was yesterday. I know other places, they like for 10 years, you get like a watch, you get certain things. 5 years, you get certain things. For here, I didn't even get an email.
I think you got a new microphone screen there.
That was months ago.
Yeah. They didn't wait till you got to it.
It's like when I buy things for myself, my wife is like, that could be your Father's Day present. And I'm like, okay, fine. Let's count that for that.
Now sure. I feel like I got to give you some Odyssey points to make sure you feel
beloved. Is that what it is?
Beloved.
When's your workiversary?
I believe in a month's time.
Wait, when do you count it, though? Because do you count it with the full-time start date? Do you count it with the part-time start date? How do you count your years in between where you didn't work here? How does that work?
Do you just count
the return?
I just don't. Just the return.
The return.
If I was like, I mean,
you're like LeBron. The return.
If I was like, well, my first work anniversary is 9/15.
I don't know how it works.
But my real one is like, no, it's just. I mean, it was July 14th. I think
you've accumulated a lot of different times, and I don't know.
It's a nice way of saying I've had a couple jobs.
I know. I'm just talking about even here, just here in general. But then again, the part-time versus full-time thing would be a different story too.
So we go. We got the part-time start date, which is in 2011. Then I got the night show date, which was in I think 2015.
Do you remember exactly what date it was or no?
No,
no clue.
No,
huh?
Not at
okay.
all.
All right.
I wish I did because I did get great satisfaction from quitting my other job.
Yeah.
I mean that was.
Yeah, you would have thought that would have been like an awesome moment in Nick Wilson history.
Yeah.
Being able to tell them to go kiss ass or whatever you want to tell them. Sorry, wrong way to phrase that. Hold on. We're doing that.
You know what?
Because it came out so utterly wrong that I needed to correct that.
You know what? I'm not going to work here anymore. And y'all can go kiss ass.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I knew it when I said it. And
why
I like that I dumped it, and so then, and because it just sounded so horrible. And then as you had to re-say it just to make sure people knew what I said.
Wait. So the other day,
the point of the dump
when
button,
I bippity boppity
no,
booped
no, no.
the end the, of a
the,
segment,
the point,
it was 30 minutes of sounding like
dump
bop
button
booey.
Is that you can do
you
that.
You didn't dump that.
You can erase. I'm not dumping your things. I don't know what you want to keep and don't keep. That one I didn't want to keep.
When I
it,
sounded
listen, it
like
was
I was having a stroke on air.
It was a tryout.
That was fun to let go out on air.
Me using the dump button was a tryout. That was a test run right there. Apparently it didn't pass.
Just like telling people to go kiss ass. Now,
just came out wrong.
Happy 9 year anniversary of the Cavs title.
Yes.
I kind of love one of the things I love about the anniversary is I love that we all kind of have clung to like specific moments or have like a different relationship to it. Like, for instance, you started right around the time they won the championship. And so you have a completely different vantage point on it than, you know, I'd been with the station day one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our celebration was, I think it was me, Dan Menigan, and Alex Hooper watching the final moments up in the producer bay, and we started jumping and hugging together. Which is the only time I've done that in my life.
Yeah, when the Cavs won was all of, I think, like my third day in Cleveland.
It was.
In total.
Wasn't the parade like your seventh day or something like that?
Yeah, but the parade was actually the very first day of work that I did here. Like the actual, like, so my work anniversary is wrong on LinkedIn. It is wrong because my actual very first day of working was the parade. The funny thing about it was that, you know, I showed up getting ready to do updates and, hey, let's start this job. And Andy was like, I want you to do reporting from the street, from the parade. It's like, that's what I want you, like, your very first day to be. And I was like, okay. And then, but I think he realized that was a wrong decision. So then I ended up doing updates like I was supposed to be doing. And so that's what it was. But like, yeah, I think it was like day two or three of me being here, and I was still moving into my apartment and everything. And then I watched it over at the arena like everyone else. And I was out until 3 a.m.
I just, nothing. Well, there's a few moments.
Spending $40 on mozzarella sticks from Guy's Pizza, because that's what they were charging at 1:30 a.m.
Watching Les, Levine, and his son Jeremy. I've talked about this one a lot.
Sort of raffling off food items.
But watching Les and Jeremy see each other in the studio and embrace was awesome. Walking out onto East 9th, because Les actually had the first part of the so I didn't go on, I think, till 2 a.m., which was hell, because I was a young father, was not getting all the sleep at that point.
How did getting that shift work? Were you just like, I'll volunteer to do the 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. shift?
I wanted to be on air after that, and we didn't have...
Were they not going to do on-air programming if you didn't volunteer?
We couldn't put me in... So usually Les and I had done the post games together.
Yeah.
But because we couldn't do 7 hours together, they just split them up. And so I offered to take the 2 to 6 because I felt bad about asking Les to come in that late because he was a bit older. I don't know if people know that. Les was a little bit older at the
Les
time.
Les probably had priority over you as well.
Yeah, let me take my high road here.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
But no, walking out of East 9th, and there was an aroma in the air. It's legal now, but you can guess what the aroma was. People were hugging, crying, strangers crying, a lot of flashing, a lot of things being seen that day.
Oh, I didn't see any flashing.
Oh, you were not in the right spot, because I
was right there. Right,
it was
on
like
9th
the paparazzi
Street.
I watched
multiple people climb up flagpoles and then just fall down, and just seemed like it just was absolutely disastrous. All sorts of fire trucks being shaken left and right.
So, but I think what's interesting is
somebody threw like a 24-pack of 7-Up out in the street. I'll never forget that. And just 7-Up was exploding everywhere.
That was the other thing. People were offering. They would be carrying around like a case of beer and offering people beers just out on the street, just like joy. Like, I don't want to drink alone. Here, have this. They were also offering other things, which I also couldn't imbibe in on the street ever, because it was illegal at that time. Not because I had a show from 2 to 6 in the morning. What's interesting is, this is not for everyone, because like I saw Cammie Justice, who, she's not celebrating her work anniversary. She's celebrating her anniversary with her significant other, which also happened to coincide with the Cavs winning a championship. And so she put up some pictures of them reacting to it happening, because I think they watched Game 7 over at the arena too. And so I'm watching a fair amount of people who are really enjoying talking about that title. It has been interesting, though, when we talk about it in real time. There are people who do not hold the 2016 title in same regard as we did when it happened. And I think it's a lot of LeBron-related stuff. And the mentality is so beyond my mentality on it, which I'm just grateful LeBron came back and we got to go to 4 straight finals and we got to win one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so grateful for that, because it is honestly the greatest sporting event. It's the greatest sports moment of my life. And there are so many things that I'll tear up if I think about too much, to watch people go, yeah, I want to win a title now so I don't have to have a title with LeBron. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? We waited 50 years. Well, I mean, my dad was born 2 years before the last championship, and my dad was gone by the time Cleveland won the next one. Like, my grandma Blanche, one of the biggest sports fans ever, the last 30 years of her life, no Cavs championship. My grandma Barb, who was not, unfortunately, Alzheimer's had kind of taken over at that point. Like, so she wasn't with us, but she was kind of with us. Like there's so many parts about this that I just don't understand how you could ever look at a title and go, yeah, that's okay.
I don't know that it's that okay. I do think it's the natural how this, like, the evolution of a sports fan to, as the more and more years pass, you move your stuff a little bit further and further away, and then I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years from now, it'll come back, and everyone will have 2016 Cavs stuff everywhere. I think about it with, like, my mom with the Cubs in 2016 and all the stuff she bought and had, and then all of a sudden, I've watched and I've seen her house over the years, and the further and further you move away from that, the less and less it pops up. Even with my own stuff here, like, I had all sorts of different Cavs 2016 title stuff, and they've slowly but surely, like, the t-shirts, I've outgrown, I've outworn, I don't wear any of those anymore. I had a hat that I wore for a little bit, never gets worn anymore. Like, just further and further you get away from it. I think it's just the natural evolution of a sports fan.
Oh, see, I think this is...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
More tied in with... The second LeBron left the second time, there's a segment of fans distanced themselves from the title. And not just that. It was when LeBron went super political. I think there are certain fans that distanced themselves from the 2016 title. I think when LeBron won when LeBron signed in L.A. just in general, not just the fact they left Cleveland, but signed with the big ugly empire with the Lakers. LeBron's most recent stuff, where I think people are just LeBroned out after 23 years of greatness, or going on 23 years of greatness. I think there's just a segment of Cavs fans who don't necessarily count it the same way that you do, I do, our friend Cammy does, where I think a fair amount of Cavs fans do. But I think it's a vocal minority. And you know how I know? Because when we talk about that title, or when we talk about this team winning a title now, it's the people who say this title would mean more.
I mean, I definitely think there are people that wish it would have happened to one of the other teams, not named the Cavs, and talking about the LeBron Association attached to it.
That's fair.
There are a lot of people that wished it would have been the Guardians over the Cubs in that World Series. I think there have been a lot more people that would say they wanted to be the Browns in general.
I would also say, but specifically what you said, I would also say that I think there are people who would say this, if the Cavs win a championship next year with Donovan, Darius, and Evan, then it would mean more than the 2016 title.
Yeah, they'll like that one more.
Yeah, and my rebuttal will be it can the next title, unless we wait another 50 years, the next title can't mean more than this last one.
I actually think the distance for this one will let it age like fine wine. Because mm-hmm. the distance with this one, it'll just impact it more of being like breaking the curse and everything and all the year's drought and everything associated with it. And so, like, if the Cavs were to win, let's say, this upcoming year, you got 10 years in between there. It's a long enough time where it makes sure that 2016 is special. Where if the Guardians had won, and then let's say even the Browns in 2018 or 2019 had been able to rally it off, and let's say things go right in that Chiefs game, and all of a sudden they're playing and winning the Super Bowl, it would have felt very bunched together. This will make 2016 always feel special and isolated in an interesting way.
I'll go one step further. I think when LeBron retires, and he's not at the epicenter of everything NBA, and we're not having weekly, you know, clips of LeBron saying this or LeBron doing this in the court, and LeBron's not one of the active faces of the NBA, I think that'll allow some of those, I don't say LeBron haters, but people who this thing has cheapened a little bit because of LeBron, I think that'll be the moment where maybe those people can accept it a little bit more. But you are right. I do think, like, the farther you get away from the team and the less championships you have in the interim, I think we're probably 5 years away from that, though.
On the LeBron point, I do think there's going to be a reclaiming of LeBron again. And the cool thing about LeBron is that he will be remembered worldwide, and like not just like in the country in America, worldwide, he'll be remembered as a Cav. And like that's already stamped down. That's not going anywhere. Like that's that. And so I think even with his own career, I think the time with the Lakers, the time with the Heat, it will be what it was. But like he'll be remembered as a Cav, and that's the most important thing. So a lot of people latch onto that too.
216-474-0092. It's the greatest sports moment of my life. I don't know anything can ever top it from a sports moment perspective, but has the glow from the Cavs 2016 title faded? It hasn't for me. It sounds like it has for some of you. And the turntables have turned with your Cleveland Guardians. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Hey, the Guardians have won 2 games, and no one's calling to trade Jose Ramirez anymore.
Well, there we go. We've evolved.
Isn't that funny how that worked?
That is funny how that works. It does feel like, obviously, people had a big-time overreaction to what happened last week, which is what's going to happen. And the people that were like, hey, guys, calm down. It's a long baseball season. It'll be okay. I see your side of it as well. It doesn't mistake the fact that you're still winning these games without much of an offense, but at least they're showing some semblance of a life, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the last 2 games don't erase the fact that during that, it wasn't even a losing streak, just a series losing streak, where you hadn't won a playoff series in the month of June. It didn't erase my take, which was it's the first time I considered that they could actually just be a 500 team. But I think it just points, like, guys, if they win today and they get a 405 first pitch and they win this next series, and so you take 2 of 3, not even sweep it. Yeah, okay, all of a sudden you're right back to where you were beforehand.
Yeah, you've erased all of the bad week of baseball and the bad stretch that happened.
The thing I did understand when people were panicking about just losing series after series is, I am hard-pressed to remember the last time in a good season where the Guardians had that many series losses in a row. This is a team that even if they're just 6 games below six or 7 games above 500, they do tend to just win series and just stack series in a row. So when they do lose a series, they might lose 2 series back-to-back. It's very rare we're talking 5 or 6 series in a row. Well,
typically, what you'd see is you'd play in the AL Central. It's different now. You got each team 13 times instead of 19. But you wouldn't go this far without taking on a team in the AL Central that then you'd be able to beat around. Now you can't even do that at this part of the AL Central. But within that last stretch, it was a lot of tough teams and a lot of teams that, yeah, the Guardians just didn't play good baseball.
Well, I think we're still going to be vacillating between buyers and sellers.
And that's what the next 6 weeks are about.
And what the right moves are. I do think we're getting to a point where there's just no point in DeLauder being a AAA.
Right.
I know there's a huge gap between AAA and major leagues, which the organizations in baseball always tell us that gap is a huge thing. I mean, this kid, if you watched him play, he looks like a big league hitter already.
I think he had another home run last night.
He did, and it was a mammoth shot.
Yeah, it's got like a 980 OPS or something insane down there. Like, he's baseball, he's major league ready, which is something when Antonetti came on this station here a few months ago, was like, when they're ready, we'll bring them up. We're not going to be shy about it. Well, now is the time to go ahead and do that. Like, if they prove to you that they can play in the minors, and then what are we waiting on? I understood the June 17th thing. I hated it, but I understood it. Now's the time.
So what I would say is, I think that's a convenient way of addressing it if you're Chris, because their definition of MLB ready usually aligns with at-bats in the minor leagues instead of, oh, this guy's knocking the you-know-what off the ball, he's ready.
Well, so we were speaking about Bizzano when he said it, and so I think he was speaking more about, oh, this guy's knocking the cover off the ball, we have to do something here. But then he extended it out to everybody else. Like, if they are hitting as good. And listen, the thing about DeLauder, obviously he hasn't been back for a million plate appearances or anything like that, but between him and Kafis, there's just not much more you need to see right now.
Yeah, and actually, I think Kafis now, despite being, I want to say, a draft or two later than DeLauder, I actually think Kafis has more minor league at-bats. I just think he's just a first. Like, I actually think DeLauder is a right fielder. He probably should be a DH in the big so he can just stay healthy, but I think he is a right fielder, where I think Kafis is a first baseman playing right field like John Kensi was.
Yeah.
So I think the push and pull there is, I actually think CJ, by the definition of major league ready, might be more major league ready because of the amount of at-bats he's got in the minor leagues. But I think DeLauder, if you put him out there in right field, he might not be Mickey Mantle. He's going to be better than a first baseman masquerading as a right fielder.
Yeah, one note from last night's game. It felt like a classic game that we watched all last year. Festa, Cade Smith, Tim Herron into Class A. They throw 3 2/3 scoreless in relief of a decent Logan Allen outing. And it felt like exactly what this team would do last year in spades. You just get enough out of the starter. All you need to do is leave with a lead, and then it was good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
I mean, you can say the same thing about game one of this series.
That's kind of what I think has been refreshing for a lot of Guardians fans. Now, I don't know about you, but like I felt much better when Manzardo led the game off with a double and you got to Verlander a little bit early on than I did in game one where you're trailing. Like, the moment this team trails, I worry about whether or not they're going to be able to climb out of it and be able to get back into the game and take over the lead. That's what was so nice about yesterday for a brief moment in that first inning.
So I think it's fair to ask the question, does the last two games, the fact that the Guardians have won the last two games, and the fact that we kind of see they're on the right side of things again, I think it's fair to ask whether that proves people overreacted to the Guardians slump. I think, to me, the Hosey thing proves they overreacted. I mean, when people went out and again, it was a small amount of people, but the people who said, clutched their pearls on Hosey and said, we got to do right by Hosey.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
For an organization that was in the ALCS last year, and who was in Hosey in the last 3 years, has more playoff appearances than Mike Trout has in his entire damn career, I think that was the tipping point of, all right, you know me. If we're talking Guardians, I'm happy. Because as a Guardians fan, there's been a lot of times where I've been on air here and I haven't been able to talk Guardians because I'm the only one who pays attention to them. We don't have that problem now because you're as big a baseball fan, if not bigger, than I am. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm always pro, let's talk some Guardians here, for especially in this station and this show. That's the conversation that I thought was like, I don't want to have this conversation. This is done. This is trivial. What are we doing?
Well, people were sounding the alarms, but they weren't even doing it in like good practice.
Yeah.
You know, like that's the difference. And it's not like we just wanted to just, because we had the conversations. I thought Matt Underwood, I thought he was almost insulted when I said callers were calling in and asking about Jose Ramirez.
As and that's like, the appropriate response, by the way.
I almost thought he was going to hang up. No, he did eventually hang up on us. But that was for different reasons. That was like a minute later.
You know, we texted about that, and he was so excited to talk about it off air. And it helped me feel better about
that. Did you listen to the band?
We did. Remember, we listened to it.
Oh, in between the break. That's right.
Well, it is metalcore.
Metalcore is just not my type of music is all.
It's not. Jim Rosenhaus's son is actually the drummer for that band. That I didn't know.
Oh, so I wasn't that far off.
I didn't know they were in the band together. That's awesome.
That's cool.
I'd love if like Hammy's like third son was like the guitarist and he was the guy going like, that's my metalcore. I couldn't do a metalcore.
Okay.
But I can't do the voice that
you can do anything you want.
Why don't you give
the old college try?
I just did the college try, and I think you see why I'm a college dropout.
Let's see what you got over there. Schneeman's homer. I saw this today. So they have 74 home runs in the year. 49 of them have come with the bases empty.
Oh man,
is that a wild stat?
Well, that's okay. So if we want to get to the nebulous of the Stephen Kwan conversation, which is, if he's not going to sign a contract extension, now might make more sense than ever to actually get as much as you possibly can for him. And by the way, now means from now until probably next deadline. Like you're in a year window there where if you really want to maximize the return. But part of my thinking on, part of the reason why it probably wouldn't sting so much from the on-field product, it'd sting as a fan because we all love watching the guy play.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose him in 2.5 years anyways. If he can help you reset the deck now, you should at least consider it. But the on field, I don't think it hurt as much because nobody drives these guys home.
Hmm.
Like, there's a part of it that's like, what's the use in having a truly elite contact hitter, on base, leadoff hitter if there's nobody to get them home 90% of the time?
Yeah, and if it's not J-Ram, they're gonna end up being ducks on a pond.
I will say the Giants series. Beyond just making us feel better about the direction of where the team is right now today,
mm-hmm.
I will say it's a nice little reminder that the Guardians might be slowly stumbling into their middle infield pairing here. And I don't know Schneeman's an everyday player. He might just be like a super utility guy that ends up playing like 110, 120 games a year and gets insane production, like a Josh Smith in Texas, which nobody knows.
He's been great this year, all things considered, though.
But like,
Guardians desperately need a Schneeman.
But Schneeman at second and Arias at short. And again, Arias is just coming out of that bad, but he's actually had a nice little week here. That's giving you a real chance of solidifying up the middle for you, which would be huge. Because that's another thing, is because you're still piecemealing that production between three players.
So that's where it becomes a little tricky, right? Like maybe for the rest of the season, it's solidified. I'm trying to figure out long term. We'll see Brito at some point. We're going to see Bazana at some point. Like there's just a lot of different guys that can get in. It's like Schneeman's got like a 3-month window to try to prove to everyone that he can be a major league player every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is it. This is your shot. This is not to go Eminem on you, but like this is your opportunity.
This is your one chance.
This is it. don't throw up with mom's spaghetti. Like, this is your opportunity. And so far, he's been, I mean, he's just one of the few guys in this lineup I actually trust when he's at the plate.
All right, so how much of a difference do you see in terms of your thinking that they're going to stick there as a starter? How much difference do you see as Arias sticking as the starter at shortstop or Schneeman at second base?
Like beyond this season?
I'm talking about for the rest of the season and then into maybe next season
as well. I think for the rest of the season, they both got it.
Oh, see, that's interesting. No, I think we're still...
Because I don't think they're calling up. I really don't think they're calling up Bazan anytime soon, obviously, with that injury. And then Brito, you think Brito's knocking on the doorstep?
I think you could see a return of Brian Rocchio, who I think he's done everything they asked him to do.
I'd rather give Schneeman the opportunities.
Yeah, I probably would as well, because I think, well, I mean, look at Daniel's major league numbers.
Right.
But, you know, I think Daniel's one bad week. Like, today he's the three-hitter. What's the joke been this week? Oh, you had a good game last night. I guess you're the two-hitter now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the way Steven Vogt seems to be managing the, putting the lineup out there.
That man rides the hot hand.
I also think he's about a week away from...
That man says blackjack hit me all day long.
From Angel Martinez being the everyday starting... second baseman.
I think Schneeman's outperformed him. I think Schneeman right now has earned it. And so I would ride, if we're riding the hot hand, I would ride Schneeman and take that until the wheels fall off.
216-474-0092. We are starting with the conversation that the last two games prove that we might have overreacted to the Guardian slump. I will say, I think I'm most convinced about Arias. The only thing that could get him out of that position is the fact that I do think they still really like Rocchio,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think we've seen the last of Rocchio this year. I still think he's... I know... Here's the thing. I don't think the Guardians should forget what playoff Rocchio looked like, because that's a real major league hitter. That's not just a fluke. He had a nice postseason. That is a... He really... Like, that was... I think that's who he could be every day if he actually just kind of gets some confidence and maybe actually was surrounded by other major league hitters.
I want them to forget what happened in the postseason. I prefer that they don't go down that road again and you do forget playoff Rocchio and the fun name attached to it.
See, that's interesting. I'd prefer to forget Platinum Rocchio.
The Platinum blonde hair?
Yeah, because that was that I think that's what sunk him.
What were the shades? He had like Jax Gregory shades on too for a little stretch there.
No shades for Jax today, by the way. I don't know if you noticed that.
I don't wear them often because then I can't see. I'm blind.
So were you blind during the wedding when you were wearing them?
Yeah, a decent amount.
That doesn't sound like fun at all. Why would you do that to yourself?
I'm so confused.
Why would you do
this
that
really
to yourself?
This really opened up Pandora's box.
It put together the whole outfit.
So do your normal glasses.
No, not as much as those did.
You wore a 2003 NBA draft outfit. It was like comically large on you. I don't think people would be like, the glasses really tie it together.
It looked like you were getting ready to coach the New York football Giants.
I think people either bought into the whole getup, the whole fit, as it were, or they didn't. And by the way, I think if you had that thing tailored, I think you really would have pulled it off. I was proud of you for that.
I didn't know you were blind.
Oh, I'm so blind.
No, I mean, with the glasses on and everything like that, you just basically took away your vision so that you could just... So that you could round out the outfit?
I asked how blind.
Yeah, 100%.
I asked how blind, and then I was flipping him off, and he didn't react. So I think we have the
answer
really
blind.
On how blind Jax Gregory
might be. No, for real, without glasses. Because when I don't have my contacts, I'm a -7.5, which is very, very blind without my contacts. And what are you?
I don't even know. It's bad, though. It's really bad.
Well,
I feel like you're not a real close to blind person then, because like you would know the numbers.
I'll give you my glasses during the break.
You would know. You would know the numbers. I have contacts, and your glasses won't do anything to me right now. You'd know the numbers.
I just don't know the numbers at all.
Mm. Doesn't sound like you really. Do you even need glasses?
I mean, what a faux blind guy you are.
Do they just tie the fit together today?
I need them.
He's like, oh, -2. Hey, okay, all right.
We will get back to some Guardians talk later in the show. But if you don't want us talking Browns quarterback, but you want us talking Browns, we got you covered in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
He called the election over.
Yep.
But Ohio has gone Shador, and now he's out.
And fortunately, no one has ever called the election over and then it gone to somebody else, gone the other way.
He's basically 2000.
I was thinking Dewey defeats Truman, but you know what? A lot of people maybe don't realize that story. Do people still teach that one, by the way?
I think so, because the Sun-Times article is so, it's just so prevalent, like him holding up the newspaper, and I don't know. I have no idea what schools teach these days,
All right. Is it weird to think
that, zero clue what's in history class
is it weird
days?
To think that they'll teach kids today about elections that were like when we were growing up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because I imagine, like, is that more the focus of what you teach kids today? Because, like, okay, in 1995, when I was learning about Dewey defeats Truman, that was about 50 years ago.
Mm.
I learned about the JFK election. Like, but I didn't necessarily learn, like, the Jimmy. Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, I did learn about all the elections previously. That's weird. It's weird that people have to learn secondhand about elections because they weren't alive.
I don't know. There's like a little gap there, right? Like, I feel like no one taught me a thing about Nixon.
Well, we just gloss over that one.
But like, it was like there's a little stretch there where it was like, it's not long enough to be considered history. It's too close, but it can't be current events either. And they don't know what to do with it. I feel like everything in the 90s right now is where kids are at in their history classes.
Woodridge had an incredible history teacher named Mr. Hardy. He's also a track coach. He was just one of the sweetest, most intense men about politics and history that you could. And my favorite thing to do, because he was just so excited when somebody would show like knowledge of something.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing to do would be like go off and be like, and just ask like a random question about an election and be like, Mr. Hardy, do you really think that the mob got Kennedy elected? And I could just lay my head down and just chill for the next 30 minutes
because
Mr. Hardy would just go on it.
Well,
but you could do
it.
That with every election.
He'd been waiting years for anyone in his family to ask that question.
Yep.
Like anybody at all, anyone in his life to ask that question. And then finally you asked it and he's like, thank you. I've read a million things on it. I've watched a million shows on it. I'd love to have this discussion.
There is an Ohio House a representative who was going for re-election. So he came to, and he was from Woodbridge. So he grew up in Woodbridge. His name was Kevin Coughlin. And then he was going for re-election. So he came to the school. And then he asked us, you know, anybody got any questions? And he told everybody about what he was going to do. And I just raised my question. And I'm like, how do I know you're not full of crap? And
was he like, good point?
Everyone went, ooh.
It feels like the type of question that your teachers afterwards would have like given you a detention or something.
No. I got three talkings to on the way out.
There we
like,
go. Yeah.
We could have worded that differently. And Mr. Hardy, who's again, big hearted guy, emotional, like just sweetest man in the world, grabbed me by the shoulders, like with tears in his eyes and was like, I'm proud of you. That's an American question. And I was just like, hell yeah, it is.
Hell yeah.
Now, which rookie has the best chance?
I think it's Judkins. Best chance for what? You didn't finish the sentence.
You just jumped on me like I jumped on that politician.
No, you stopped. You stopped. And I was like, I'll answer it.
I was just trying to breathe.
Like, you didn't actually finish the question. Just my immediate reflex was it's always Judkins.
Which rookie has the best chance to have the biggest impact on like the Browns taking a jump this year? So like,
this is the problem of doing prep before the show. That's a reflection of what that was.
So like, I think the Browns are a 3-win team. But I think there are a couple rookies specifically that could help upset the apple cart and maybe help you get to a 6 or 7 or closer to 500 team. So for you, it's Judkins, though, hands down.
I mean, I'm trying to find out how anyone could choose. You can't choose Mason Graham and tell me that's a reflection of the wins when I don't know what the ceiling for the defense is going to be. But even with the ceiling for the defense, it could be the best defense in the NFL, and if the offense was what it was last year, you don't have a chance anyway.
Yeah, for me, it's not Schlesinger, the German linebacker.
I feel like, and that does rhyme, I do feel like the defensive side of the ball is almost a non-starter. So you're playing with either Judkins or Fannin, essentially.
I don't say it's a non-starter, or the quarterbacks. It's not a non-starter. I just think I think they already have enough high caliber talent players, specifically Denzel Ward and Myles Garrett, then another really, really good player can absolutely help raise the ceiling. I think they already have a high floor. So I think the defense will be at the very least league average. Like I think the with a better chance that they're going to be closer to top 10. But you're right, it is on the offense. And so I think it's Quinshon Judkins. Well, I think they need either Quinshon Judkins or Harold Fannin Jr. to be, and I mean, we're talking day one powerhouse difference maker, meaning
for sure
you watch him play and you go, they're like, we watched David Njoku play for 7 years. I couldn't tell you most years whether he was a core player or not. We watched a myriad amount day one with Nick Chubb. You knew he was a superstar. You need that kind of performance from either Judkins or Fannin, just because it's just going to take so much pressure off of the quarterback spot, no matter who starts.
Well, and the quarterbacks don't have to be Superman in any sort of way. I mean, part of the reason we talk about last year, Cleveland's passer rating as a team was 71.4. Like, you mocked our buddy,
such a good friend. We forgot his name already. I see.
Not going to come to me. Doesn't matter. His name is Michael. The point is 71.4 is really bad. Zach Wilson, that's what I was thinking of. Zach Wilson lives in like the 71, 72, 73 passer rating territory.
Like, comes to Cougars,
like, it was as if we just threw out Zach Wilson for an entire season last year. That's how bad it was. And if you have a run game, then you can have that and at least have a competent relative offense. You're still going to be bad, but you'll at least have a chance.
See, it's interesting about the Judkins thing, because I don't think this running back room, unless it's Judkins that just tears off, I don't think this running back room is set for, like, you've got a Dalvin Cook, a Nick Chubb, somebody like that. Meaning, I think you can still have a really good running game, but you're piecing it together with three nice young players. So I think as long as the offensive line is healthy, I think you can bounce back to having a really nice power run game.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't solely rely on Judkins. I don't trust David Njoku going into the season. I don't trust Cedric Tillman.
Fannin is so important, because if you don't trust Njoku, then, I mean, this is the year to find out whether you can move off Njoku.
Yes. And I think you need to find a second consistent complementary target to Jerry Jeudy. And we think all the time about how that's got to be a wide receiver. No. It was Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce for a very long time. I'm not saying Fannin has to be Travis Kelce, but if he can go out there and be a high-level production player and make plays, because the whole point of this thing is the quarterbacks ain't making plays on their own. Except maybe Joe, who's got that howitzer of an arm. But most of the other quarterbacks are going to be taking what's given them, which means you need your wide receivers to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
Your pass catchers to make plays. That's why I think it actually might be Fannin over Judkins, because one of the three running backs can be a 1,000-yard running back if the offensive line's good. I think you're going to need your pass catchers to make the quarterbacks better, even if we know you can only make a specific quarterback so much better because they have ceilings.
Well, and give Stefanski the flexibility to actually see what these guys can do. What I mean by that is, like, have you seen some of the projections, like the fantasy projections? I don't even do fantasy, but I wanted to see what people thought about Jerry Jeudy. They don't think he's coming close to repeating the season that he had last year. No. And a part of that reason isn't necessarily they think that Jerry Jeudy's going to be less than. They think that this run game for the Browns are going to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting attached to this offense. And so if you believe that, like, if you start between Fannin and Jeudy, if they start making plays left and right, maybe we aren't as reliant and dependent on just heavy run game and defense to try to win.
216-474-0092. What rookie has the best chance to have the biggest impact on the Browns this season? And that's really a way of saying, like, who can give them, if you think they're a three-win team, which player specifically, the number one, not just like all of them, but which player specifically has the best chance to maybe turn them from a three-win team to a five-win team? Or if you think they're a six-win team, help them be an eight-win team. So basically overshoot the expectations. We've got Eric Pincus, national NBA writer, coming up. We'll talk Ty Jerome's future. If it's not in Cleveland, where might he go? We'll also get his thoughts on player movement and where the Cavs could go if they decide to move on from some of their best players in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.